everyone that's been encouraged and blessed in the meeting. I know I feel like I have. I haven't been here very long, but I'm already glad that I came.
Yes, Lord.
I have a little thought I'd like to share this morning. And I'd like to start in the book of 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. I'd like to read verses 12 and on down a ways. It said, at that time, Berodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store, unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. We can stop there. I first read this scripture. I didn't really understand the lesson here. And I'm sure there's probably more here than what I have this evening or this morning. But it wasn't meet for Hezekiah to show everything that was in his house.
No, that's so.
That was not something a king should have done. The treasure represented the precious things that the Lord had given them. The treasure represented their strength. That treasure is what sent the military out, what provided for them, what gave them an economy. That treasure was their strength. That treasure was their value. And it was not meet for Hezekiah to go through and show him everything that was in his treasures.
Yes.
And he got in trouble for doing that. He got in trouble for opening up his house and showing everything that was there that the Lord had given to them. Now I want us to turn to another scripture in the book of Mark, in the 12th chapter. And I'd like to read verse 28. It says, And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, speaking of Christ, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole sacrifices, burnt offerings, and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And no man after that dost ask him any question.
Yes.
You know, all the scribes weren't bad.
Yes.
In Jesus' day.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we label a scribe as somebody bad. This scribe wasn't. This scribe came to Jesus and he recognized truth and he recognized righteousness. And I want us to notice that Jesus recognized. It said in verse 34, it said, And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of heaven. I want us to think about discretion a little bit this morning.
Yes.
This scribe answered Jesus in a discreet way. And I don't know how you would define discretion altogether. I didn't have a dictionary with me. But when I think about discretion, I think about humility. There was a reserve that this man had that he answered. He wasn't just saying words. He wasn't just throwing something out there. But he said Jesus saw that he answered discreetly.
Yes.
Yes.
There was some humility there.
Yes.
There was some sincerity there. That goes with discretion, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sincerity, humility. And I believe that's what this scribe had, and Jesus said, Thou art not far. I'm thinking this morning that you and I need to be discreet.
Yes.
With the treasures that God has given to us.
Yes.
You remember another place he said the kingdom of heaven, every scribe in the kingdom of heaven, he said, bringeth out treasures old and new. The Lord wants us to be discreet with the treasures that he gives to us.
Amen.
He doesn't want us just to open up our house and our temple and show everybody everything that we have. He wants us to answer discreetly, in fear, in reverence, in humility. There's another scripture in Proverbs. We won't have to turn there. It says, Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness.
Yes.
You know, you can go about and you meet people and everybody, he said, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. And that's the way it is. It's easy. To see people just readily acknowledge and being able to show open their own goodness and the treasures maybe. But he said, a faithful man who can find.
Yeah.
And that's the way we want to be. That's the way we want to live our lives before the Lord. And the treasures that God has given us, we want to manage them discreetly.
Yes.
We don't want to just open up and show everybody everything all the time. There is a place, and I don't want to hinder the meeting this morning.
No.
I don't want to dampen what the Lord has been doing in the services. There is a place for us.
Yes.
This message doesn't mean that we all shut up and don't say anything. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
But there is a time.
Yes.
And there is a place.
That's so.
And it's always not the right place to say what we have to say.
That's true.
And it's not, sometimes what we have to say may be right, but it's not always the right time to say it. And the Lord wants us to use discretion.
Yes.
With the treasures.
That's so.
The blessings that He gives to you and I. They are rich, they're valuable, they're our strength. And He wants us to use the blessings, the treasures that He's given to us discreetly. I want to get another scripture now in Proverbs, the 11th chapter. The book of Proverbs, familiar scripture most of us have heard. Proverbs, 11th chapter. I believe it's in verse 22. He said, As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Now, this is quite a comparison here.
Yes.
He's saying a fair woman, one that has a good appearance, but she doesn't have discretion.
Yes.
Is like a gold jewel, something that looks nice, but it's attached to the snout of a hog, of a pig. And as I thought about this, I thought the word came to my mind, repulsive.
Yes.
And you know, if we're not careful, we can be repulsive with our talk.
Yes.
With the things that we bring out. If it's not the right time, if it's not the right place, the treasures that God has given us, they can be repulsive to people.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
The treasures that you value, that God has blessed you with, they can be repulsive to someone else if it's not handled and given discreetly.
That's true. Yes.
If it's not given in a proper way, it can be repulsive and it can turn others off. I thought about there's a lot of religious talk in the world today. Everybody can talk religion, and there's a family that I know that their children was turned off by their father because he would lecture them, he would preach to them all the time, he would always try so hard to make his point, make them sit down and sit, and pretty soon the children, what he had to say was right. What he had to say was maybe according to truth, but if it's not done in a way that is with discretion, if it's not done discreetly, it can turn people off.
That's true.
Even though it's right, and even though it's a treasure, it can be in such a way that it turns people aside, and we don't want to be that. He said it's like a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. And we want our words, we want the things, the treasures that God has given us to be used with discretion.
Yes, amen.
I thought about too, our children, sometimes when they fail and when they come short of what they ought to be doing, it doesn't take a whole lot of correction. You know, most of the time children know when they have erred, when they have disobeyed, many times they already know. And it doesn't take a whole lot. And I read a book and this challenged me. There was a book that I read, it talked about the 1 minute thing. Just, and he brought out in his book, he said, when you're correcting children, it doesn't have to be long. Don't lecture, don't preach to them. It's just something, just a brief, just a reminder. What you did here wasn't right, but I know you'll. But if you go in and you begin to bring out scriptures, nothing wrong with scriptures. But if you begin to preach to them, then it can turn them off, and they can close. And I've seen this happen with children, saints' children.
Yes.
They turn mom and dad off.
Yes.
They're tired because mom and dad hasn't used discretion. If mom and dad uses discretion, you know what your children will do? They'll want to hear. They'll want to know what mom and dad has to say. They'll have a desire because there's a treasure there. It's not just being exposed all the time, but it's being brought out when it's needed, when it's necessary. And the Lord can bless us that way. Brother Michael and I was talking the other day about, you know, we have our services and our meetings and Monarch. You know, most of the time after the services, everybody's stirred.
Yeah.
And everybody has something to say. But we do a lot of damage.
Yes.
When it goes 1, 2,
yes.
3,
yes.
4, 5, mm-hmm. We do a lot of damage.
Yes.
We try to drive our point home.
Yes.
We try to make them come down to the altar. Folks, you know that almost borders on a lack of respect
yes.
to the people that have come and listened.
Yes.
May the Lord help us to have discretion. After a message, you know, if somebody gives you, the Lord blesses you with something to help. And I know, I'm thankful. Sometimes the Lord has given somebody something after I've got up that tied it all together better than what I could do. And it was a blessing. But when it goes on, and we're bringing all of our treasures out, it hinders. And it can turn people away. And we don't want people to be turned away. We want them to be able to, one, have a desire to come back. And I thought about when the unsaved come in our midst, oh Lord, help us to have discretion with them.
Yes.
You know, we don't know. When they come in our midst and they sit in the songs, you know, there's conviction there. And they sit through the Word of God, the gospel message, there is conviction there that they feel. And if we're not careful, when they go out and we shake their hand and we make comments of, well, you know you need to be saved. You know you need to be doing better. And several different saints, not from having a real inspiration to talk to them or a real burden, but just kind of casually.
Yes.
You know you ought to be doing, but you know you ought to be coming to service. And two or three or four different people, can you imagine what that'd be like? Going away after feeling all that conviction and having all these people trying to, you know, if it was, I would want to get out of here. If I was unsaved and that kind of, and I felt these people trying to, you know, rope me in, and instead of, Michael last night brought out, he said the Lord leads people. He doesn't drive them and He doesn't force them. And we want to have that. We want that to be. And we want to be careful how we deal with the unsaved, because there's been a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
A lot of failures made because people have taken it upon themselves to without discretion, to try to line, put people in their place, put people in order. It can hinder. It can hinder the work of God. And we don't want to be a hindrance to the Lord's Word. I thought about in our testimonies and the things that God has given to us. And you remember what the Ebenezer stones were? They were memorials that the Lord allowed the children of Israel to use as reminders. And there were many of them. When they crossed the Jordan River, He told, I want you to take 12 stones out of the river, and I want you to put them there in a heap, in a pile, and this is when your children see this. This is a memorial to them. And I thought about those stones today. You know, God told them, and even when they built the altar, He did not want the stones being built of hewn stone. He didn't want the chisel and the hammer and the things to polish those stones. And you look at a stone, there's really not a whole lot of attraction to it, is there? A stone, when you look at it, they're really kind of ugly unless they're polished. I've seen some polished stones and they look really good. But God didn't want polished stones. He didn't want polished stones. He just wanted the stone to be there. And I thought, I've been challenged in our testimonies, the things that God has given us, if we're not careful, we'll begin to try to polish them. To make them look good.
Yes.
To make them appear good before men. And when we polish them, the Lord, we fail. If we polish, and I've been guilty of that, maybe you have been too. Get up and testify, and you sit down, the Lord begins to deal with you and say, well, you shouldn't have said that. And I know the enemy can take advantage, but I know that the Lord has talked to me too.
Yes.
And said, you should have had a little more discretion there.
Yes.
You should have had some more discretion. Let's not polish our stones. To the spiritual person, to the one that really loves God, those stones are beautiful just like they are. They're precious just like they are. And we don't want to feel like we have to polish them. I thought about exaggeration. If we're not careful, the Lord's dealings with us, we can begin to exaggerate.
Yes.
You know what exaggeration is?
Yes.
It's stretch. The root meant to heap up. That's what the Latin or whatever it meant. It meant to heap it up. And we can do that in our testimonies.
Yes.
And our messages. If we're not careful, we can just heap it up. We can make it sound real good. We can really pour it on in the flesh. But that's not, you know, serving the Lord. God wants us, Paul said, I've served the Lord with sincerity and godly simplicity. God wants us to serve Him in sincerity and just in simplicity. He doesn't want us... Exaggeration to heap up means to stretch it a little bit, to overemphasize. And I don't want us to. I hope you take me right this morning. I don't want us to be condemned, but I know the flesh.
Yes.
If we're not careful, the flesh can have a part in these things that I'm talking about. The flesh can be there. And God doesn't want to work. He can't be glorified through our flesh. He's only glorified when that flesh is being crucified. And those stones, those testimonies are just stones. Because God then is able to get the glory and the honor. It's not us. It's not the vessel today. So maybe, Lord, help us not to exaggerate. Exaggerate the things that God has given to us. I want to get another scripture in Matthew, the 6th chapter. Before we get there, I want to get one more thought. Matthew, the 6th chapter, but I want to mention a thought. There's another scripture in Lamentations. There's a saying that I heard or maybe read it somewhere, but it says a wagon makes the most noise when there's nothing in it.
Yes.
A wagon makes the most noise when there's nothing in it. And that's right. That's true. And we don't want our life just making a lot of a noise, religious noise, a lot of racket. We want there to be some weight, some gravity, some sincerity, some humility from what God has given and blessed. And this scripture came to my mind, Lamentations, I'm not for sure what chapter it's in. Maybe you can help me. It talked about bearing the yoke in your youth.
Yes.
Lamentations. Talks about waiting upon the Lord.
Yes.
Someone has that? The third chapter, yes. Okay, the third chapter in the 25th verse. He said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth to the dust, in the dust, if so there may be hope. I thought about the scripture. He says, it is good that a man bears the yoke in his youth. And then it says, he sits alone and keeps silence, because he hath borne it upon him. And the Lord help me, I believe, recognize a little bit about what this is saying. This person, he bore the yoke. And that's what happens to us when we give ourselves, when we begin to bear the yoke of the Lord. When we begin to follow in His paths and His ways, it says, He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because He hath borne it upon Him. When we're sincerely and serving the Lord sincerely and honestly with all of our hearts, you know, it brings a gravity to our lives. It brings a quietness to us. He says, He sit alone and keep His silence, because He's borne it upon Him. He recognizes. Sometimes you come across people that have all the answers. They can tell you all the answers. You got a problem, they have the answer. But I believe here He says, He sit alone and keep His silence, because He hath borne it upon Him. He recognizes there's more to it than just what meets the eye. And there's a gravity there. There's some discretion there. Because He's borne it. He's recognized. And I believe the Lord has that. Wants us to have that discretion in our lives. So the Scripture in Matthew, the 6th chapter, and the 1st verse, He said, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." This is something that the Lord is teaching here. When you do your alms, when you give things, we don't want to tell. We don't want to broadcast it.
Yes.
You see the secrecy here? You see the blessing here? The Lord, there's a relationship that is between us and God. That the Lord wants to be a reserve. He wants there to be a reserve of His dealings in us. He doesn't want us just to show all of our treasure. Every man proclaiming all of his own goodness. But He wants there to be a reserve. He said, "Let not your right hand know what your left hand doeth." That's pretty close, isn't it? That's in secrecy. Does that mean you go and you tell everybody? You lose the blessing when you do that. It's the same way when we pray, when we preach, when we testify. We don't want it to do it just to be seen of men. We don't want to do it just to receive the praise and the admiration of men. If we do that, He said they have their reward. That's as far as it goes. We'll not receive the blessings. We'll not receive the essence of the Lord. There's a place in our walk with God that's our relationship with Him. And I thought about marriage. You know, there's a place in marriage between you and your spouse that you don't broadcast. That's a special place between you and her. And that's the way it is with us in our walk with God. That doesn't mean that we can't share. The Lord wants us to share the blessings. That's how we get encouragement and receive good. But yet He wants us to share those treasures with discretion.
Yes.
If we're not careful, we'll just begin to toss those treasures out. And then we'll miss the blessing. And I thought about... There have been people that have lost out with the Lord, and that have had at one time that could preach beautiful messages,
yes,
stirring messages that could really stir people's emotions, and there's a place. God does that. The Holy Spirit does that. But pretty soon they lost out, and then you wonder, this is some of the thing I feel like they've missed. They say the pecan tree that grows, they say there's as much roots under the ground as what there is above the surface. And that's where we set ourselves. If any time we begin to take our salvation public, And that's what I'm trying to bring out this morning. We begin to take our salvation public, and it's more to be seen of men, and we enjoy the, and the flesh is so, it's subtle. We have to, these are things that that the Holy Spirit, that you and I have to be sensitive to.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, if we're not careful, we'll begin to, we can feed. People have fed upon the praise of men. There's an uplift to it. There's a highness about it. And you feel like, you know, you're being blessed. But if that's what you're feeding on, that is not the blessing of the Lord.
That's so.
And you set yourself up for a fall. And that's what happened when he told him. He said, what did you show those men that came to you? He said, there wasn't anything. I opened my... He said, they're going to carry everything out of your house. And folks, that's what happens with us. If we don't use discretion with the treasures, it sets us open. The enemy is able then to come in and take advantage of us, not of only of us, but those that are the influence that, that our life has. There's a place, there's a secret. He mentions here, he said about prayer. He said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There, the Lord wants there to be as much in our private life, as much in our private personal devotion, as much in our thought life, our walk with Him, as there is what is seen. In our, He wants there to be just as much there as what there is in other. May the Lord encourage us this morning. I don't want to dampen the meeting.
Amen.
I don't want to discourage you this afternoon. The Lord puts a... You know, it would be pretty dull if everybody was as quiet as I was. I'm thankful we got people that are able to speak up and able to vocalize the blessings of God. But may the Lord help us to use those treasures, those blessings, with discretion. And the Lord will bless us richly for it, I believe. Pray for me.
Amen.